The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show today. I'm going to be your host, David Knight, on this day before tax day. Of course, Hillary Clinton has some plans for you for income taxes if she becomes president. We've had Bernie Sanders talking about Ronald Reagan had a tax rate of over 90%. And, of course, the standard for whether or not we should do something, folks, is not whether or not Ronald Reagan did it. Okay? It's the Constitution, and then does this work even? We can also take a look at that. And it's an outright lie to say that that was Reagan's tax rate. That was what made Reagan a Republican when it was a 90% tax rate. He was a highly paid individual working in Hollywood. He thought that was unjust. He said, hey, people are just going to stop working. It's essentially a Ayn Rand moment that he had. Became a Republican, ran for president, and when he became president, he lowered those taxes to just two rates, and they were very low rates. Down in the 20% rate was the top rate. Now, after George H.W. Bush got in, he called that, remember, voodoo economics, and kept telling everybody, no, 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 read my lips, I won't raise your taxes. And then that was the first thing he did. He gave us the biggest tax increase we had ever had, George the First. And when reporters questioned him on that, I'll never forget, he was out jogging, and he just looked at the reporters and he said, read my hips, and jogged off. And it's like, what a cynical liar. And of course, we now have one of his protégés there. We have a guy from inside the Bush administration, Ted Cruz, who is running for president. He is seeking Wall Street donors openly. He was being criticized by the insiders, by Wall Street, by the National Review, just a couple of months ago, saying he's calling us neocons. That's a pejorative term. He's using it like a dog whistle. Now, all those people that he was labeling neocons are his foreign policy advisors. So we're going to be talking today. We've got a lot of interviews. We're going to have Arthur Thompson of the John Birch Society. He's going to be in and talk to us about Ted Cruz's connections to the Council on Foreign Relations, to the North American Union, namely his wife, Heidi Cruz. So he's going to be joining us. We're also going to be talking to Brian Toohey. He's America's leading expert on game fixing in sports. Because you know what? The elections are really like a game, aren't they? It's like rigging a sporting event, especially the more it becomes electronic. We've got another article we're going to talk about today. Here's the headline. Man accidentally deletes his entire company with one line of bad code. When I first looked at that, I saw country. Because so many different ways we can just get rid of the entire country. You know, we can have computer programs that bomb all the time. Let's have our autonomous killer drones start bombing the country with some bad code. Of course, that could also be a false flag. Or let's just, instead of the computer crashing, let's actually have the computer crash with us inside of it. That's called a self-driving car. We should be concerned about how much we turn over to the virtual reality world, to the computer world. And I say this as somebody who worked in that field for a very, very long time as an engineer, as a programmer. I don't trust computers. I don't trust the government. And we need to have checks and controls on both of them. And when I see the two of them combining, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. We're also going to take a look at the charges being dropped against Donald Trump's campaign manager. And this isn't just about the inside politics of this. It tells us a lot about the people on both sides of this. And I think we need to really understand these people like Megyn Kelly, Michelle Fields, people that Megyn Kelly has sub for her sometimes, like Dana Loesch. We need to start calling them something. I don't know. We've got neocons. Maybe we could call them neo-fems, you know, these tough power women who try to trump up these charges. We're going to talk to you about exactly what they're coming out and saying. We've also got the head of the UN, the UN Secretary General, saying, I'm glad that Obama is ignoring Congress on global warming. No, no, no. Congress is with him on this. You have to understand. They're just telling that to the Republican voters. As soon as he passed the climate change treaty in Paris, it was 3 days until Paul Ryan completely funded his climate change agenda. And he's not going to have any opposition to that in the Supreme Court with Justice Scalia gone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show today. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, April 14th, the day before tax day. And as I mentioned in the last segment, Hillary Clinton is going to raise your taxes by a lot. We have a story up on InfoWars.com pointing out exactly where she wants to raise your taxes. She's got a slew of new tax hikes, including a 28% cap on itemized deductions to raise $350 billion for college subsidies. So that's what you do. You penalize one group and you hand it out to another group, which will vote for you. As H.L. Mencken said, an election is nothing but an advanced auction of stolen goods. I think that was Mencken. It might have been Mark Twain. They both understood exactly what elections are about. So she plans to bring in another $275 billion for infrastructure purposes. So where's she going to get that? Well, we're either going to borrow it or we're going to tax it. And of course, we just had a government official saying, we're going to soon have a debt that is larger than our GMP is able to service. But that's no problem. We can just keep handing out these benefits and we can keep increasing the taxes, you know, because you can always just work harder, as Jeb Bush said. We also have the UN Secretary General saying, I'm glad Obama is ignoring Congress on global warming. Another story that's up on InfoWars.com. Listen to what he had to say. This is the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He says, unfortunately, I am concerned, he tells the Wall Street Journal. He says, I'm concerned about Republican opposition to the UN's Paris Treaty. But I do appreciate President Obama's strong commitment, he said. He knew that with all this opposition to the Republican Party's stance, he may not be able to have all of this legally through a legal process. This is the chair of the UN saying this. He says, you know, I really appreciate that Obama's going to do this. He knows that he may not be able to do this legally through a legal process. And then he goes on to say this, but he also has executive power. He will do whatever he can under his executive power. Let that sink in for a little bit. You got the president of the UN saying, well, he's got opposition by the democratically elected Congress to what he's doing. He doesn't have the ability to do this through a legal process, but I trust that he will do this anyway, using his executive power. See, even a foreigner knows that what is happening with the executive orders isn't legal. And it's a subversion of our rule of law. But that doesn't matter because even the Republicans don't really care what the rule of law is. You know, we make the rules. We are the rulers and we make the rules. The law is in our mouth, okay, in our dictates. That's what a dictator is. And so we're seeing dictates from the Republican Party when it comes to the election. We're seeing dictates from Obama. They all want to do this. Listen, we've said many times, the reason the Republicans don't impeach him for his unconstitutional use of executive power is because they're exactly like him. They just have different things that they want to do. Or maybe they don't have different things they want to do. Because when you look at this climate change situation, as soon as it was passed on a weekend. And you had Republican senators, one of them specifically said, well, we're going to have something to say about that. In other words, it's not going to happen. Well, actually, he didn't say it wasn't going to happen. He just said, we're going to have something to say about it. And quite frankly, it didn't take them but 3 days to have something to say about it. And they said, you're approved. They passed and completely funded the Paris Climate Change Accord within 3 days. They did the omnibus bill that Paul Ryan ran through, which basically removed all of their leverage. The newly appointed majority, they didn't have any leverage. They ran all this stuff through to make sure that even before the Republicans had a majority, before the new blood got in, that would say, wait a minute. We were just elected to do the opposite. No, they fully funded Obama, and they fully funded his climate change agenda, so he doesn't have to do that. The only obstacle that he really ran into was the Supreme Court, of course, because Obama said before he was running, the first time, he said he was going to shut down the coal industry, and he is using the EPA as his means to do that. The EPA, with his war on coal, they could basically shut the coal industry down, had 28 states suing this legislation in the courts. It was going to be heard in the D.C. court, the federal court in D.C., three judges there. They knew they were going to lose with those three judges, but they knew they were going to win when it got appealed to the Supreme Court because Scalia was going to be the fifth vote. With Scalia out of the picture now, it will be 4-4 when it goes to the Supreme Court, so the lower court decision will stand. And guess what? The guy that he wants to appoint to the Supreme Court is going to be the deciding vote at the lower court. So that's the way this whole thing works. We have a single party at the top, and they have a single agenda. And let me tell you, the reason that they're so upset with Donald Trump, and we've mentioned this many times, is because he opposes that agenda on the climate change treaty, on the trade treaties, on the open borders. Those are the three ways that they're going to destroy this country and erect their new world order, their consolidation. Now, we've got some interesting guests that are coming up today. Arthur Thompson is going to be coming in. He's the head of the John Birch Society. He's going to be joining us live in studio in the second hour. We're going to talk specifically about that. We're going to talk about Heidi Cruz, the First Lady of the North American Union. So you need to understand the background of the Cruises. You need to understand their long background with the Council on Foreign Relations, with Goldman Sachs, with the Bush administration. You need to understand that he's been there as a beard, as a Trojan horse. And so we're going to talk to Arthur Thompson from the John Birch Society. In the second hour, we're also going to be talking to Brian Tuohy. He is an expert on sports games and how they can be fixed, because what we have here in this election truly is analogous to a sports game, especially the more we use electronics to run our voting and to get involved with that. We also have Portland students for Trump. Remember earlier this week we had some a report of some students in a Portland university who wanted to start to organize in favor of Trump. It's a very small number of students, and they were hit by a mob that basically shut down their free speech. Our reporters are going to be there for that meeting when they have it this weekend, and they're going to be heading to Portland, Oregon. They're in New York right now, and we're going to be talking to them also in the show. We have Rob Dew, Joe Biggs are going to be in New York City. They're going to join us briefly during the first 3 hours, and then they're going to be with us in the fourth hour. They're also going to be going to, as I said, Portland and to Chicago. And Donald Trump is highlighting the big protest that's going to be happening in Colorado tomorrow. We've got a lot of people upset about what happened in Colorado. I think rightfully so. That election was shut down. It was stolen. They said, well, these are rules that were put in place last summer. And Donald Trump tweeted out and he says, well, the rules did change in Colorado shortly after I entered the race in June because the politicians and their bosses knew I would win with the voters. See, the problem is, whether it's Trump or whether it's Sanders or whether it's somebody else, they don't want somebody who is outside of their inner club. And the New York Times even talked about that. They said, well, you know, voters are feeling like they're left out. Poor things. But they need to understand these are just private parties. And the rules are designed to keep people like Trump and Sanders out of the nomination. They're just doing what they were designed to do. Now, what you need to understand is that these are corrupt, racketeering organizations. They truly are mafia. I think it's interesting that Ted Cruz would go on with Glenn Beck and talk about Donald Trump as if he's mafia, when really the true mafia is the GOP and the Democrat National Committee as well. The DNC, the RNC, they have been given monopoly powers, this duopoly. I guess you could call it a monopoly, because this time around, they're all looking for the same thing. As I mentioned, they want those three policies to go through. They want the open borders, they want the trade treaties, they want the climate treaty to go through. That will allow them to control our countries, to take down our sovereign countries. That's what they have to have happen, and they want a candidate that's going to do that. That's why they're blocking both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Even Bernie Sanders is a little bit of an obstacle to that. He's with them on two of those three issues. But on one of those, he could be a bit of a speed bump. Donald Trump, however, has been opposing them on all three of those issues for 30 years. Now, he goes on to say this. Donald Trump tweeted out the big protest march in Colorado on Friday afternoon. Don't let the bosses take your vote. And don't fail to be there if you can. We're going to be there. We're going to be there with our reporters. They're going to be covering what's happening. There's going to be a protest at the, I think it's at the GOP headquarters in, I guess it's Denver, Colorado. We need to make our voice heard. Now, of course, when we do that, we have Glenn Beck and others call us terrorists. Let's play this clip of Ted Cruz with Glenn Beck.
They're already starting to give out the home addresses of people that were delegates.
Yes. You know, Glenn, I'm very troubled by this. Donald Trump now has a consistent pattern of inciting violence. Donald and his henchmen pushing for violence. You know, you go back to his rallies when a protester shows up and Donald
Let's pause it right there. Donald and his henchmen. You see, Ted Cruz can go to Wisconsin and he can twist the arms of the delegates there. He can lobby them. He can do whatever he wants to. And that's just fair game. That's just politics. But if you want to talk to the GOP, you better shut up, or we're going to call you a henchman. We're going to call you a violent mob. That's what they're doing here. Because, see, you're not a stakeholder. You don't get a right to say things like that. You can't talk like that. Yeah, and when I look at them calling us violent, I remember what Glenn Beck did at the Bundy Ranch standoff, when he called the people there who were peacefully standing up to the violence from the BLM. And the BLM had been violent. They had shut down people's First Amendment. They said, this is a First Amendment area, blocked off this little tiny square out in the middle of nowhere. Doing all of that, Neighbors said, you're not going to do that here. They stood with each other. They legally carried sidearms, okay? They didn't threaten or assault the feds in spite of this indictment. And you had Glenn Beck calling them terrorists, calling them violent terrorists, along with David Barton saying, this is nothing at all like the Tea Party. No, the Tea Party was far more violent. The Tea Party destroyed things. These people didn't. And I am sick and tired of Glenn Beck labeling people this. We've had someone killed now because of the kind of labeling that Glenn Beck has done. This is not anything that we should just turn.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to the the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this day before tax day. We're reminded in another article that many U.S. corporations paid little in federal income taxes. And I remember it was just last week we had Bernie Sanders go after the CEO of General Electric, Jeffrey Immelt. And I thought that's an interesting target because Jeffrey Immelt is so deeply connected to the Obama administration. I mean, he's the first person they go to and pull in. And, of course, it's a corporation that pays absolutely no taxes. When we look at Hillary Clinton's proposals on how she's going to raise taxes to pay for all of her new welfare programs, and the college tuition is the one that's at the top of the list, when we look at that, oh, these are going to be corporate taxes. These are going to be taxes on the super rich that we're going to be putting on. It's like, look, understand, those people don't pay any taxes. Okay? They have the tax code written for them. It's the whole thing is a bait and switch. It's all smoke and mirrors. They put these laws in there, and at the same time, they put the fine print loopholes down there that they know about, that they had written in there to get them out. It's just for your consumption. You are going to be paying the taxes, especially the people who are just working with a job. You're going to pay the bulk of these taxes. They're going to be robbing you and then giving some of that money back to you if they don't pass it out to your neighbor and if they don't keep it in their sticky fingers. Before we get back to the news, I want to just let you know about a special that we've got now, an unprecedented special on BrainForce. It is my favorite product that we have here at InfoWarsLife.com. Get BrainForce right now at 45% off of retail. So an additional 25% off the sale price that is on our website there. That's a total of 45% off BrainForce. And as I said before, if I had tried it and they'd asked me, I would have called it Brain Focus because that's what it does for you. BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Some of these ingredients that we have in BrainForce are prescription ingredients in Europe. This is really good stuff. If you haven't tried this, take a look at the hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself, along with our other products. We do that for all of our products. We have a spot there where people who use them can talk about the products. Take a look at the reviews on our InfoWarsLife.com site. And remember, 25% off the already sale price. That's a total of 45% off BrainForce right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to the election, an interesting development here today. We had Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, will not be charged for assault. And, of course, you could look at that video. We had people like Bill Maher, who's not a Trump supporter. We had Piers Morgan, who looked at that video. You could look at it yourself. You can see that there is no assault going on there. And you can also go back and look at her original charges and see how inflated and ridiculous those charges were. We also said that pointed out that the guy who had brought the indictment was somebody who was an ardent Hillary Clinton supporter. Now that has been dropped, and it was inevitable that that was going to be dropped. But what is surprising is that these people don't stop. And I think we're going to start calling Megyn Kelly the lead of the neo-fems. You know, you got the neocons, and of course she's a neocon as well. She loves all the conservative wars everywhere all the time. But I think a neo-fem is maybe a good term for them because, you know, these are the tough, tough power women until they get in a press scrum like Michelle Fields. And then it's like, Ma, he touched me. Yeah, like what the kids do in the back of the seat, you know, when you're traveling, you know, he touched me, he touched me. All right, get apart, grow up. That's what these tough women, these power women in media are doing. And we saw Megyn Kelly do the same thing, saying, you know, wow, you know, Donald Trump, he just bullied me. And Bill O'Reilly didn't do anything to help me. And, you know, that day that we were going to have the debate and he went to CNN instead and all the audience went there and we had to shut the thing down. And, you know, he bullied us. And I'm disappointed because CNN didn't support me and Fox News. It's like, Megyn, it's called a free market. It's called competition. It's called the marketplace of ideas. And yet what she said was, they should have done this for the First Amendment. Talked about how she'd like to see Donald Trump banned, but she couldn't get that done. You know, even the people at Fox News won't join her on that. See, that's the neo-fem ideal. These people who say they're power women, people who say that they're conservatives, and yet they want to censor speech and people that they don't like, just as we see the liberal Democrats want to do. And so their reaction to this, I thought, was truly amazing, along with Ted Cruz, who had also said that Kasich and said that they would have fired him. Cruz said he would have fired him, but Donald Trump said, no, he didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to fire him. That's a good thing. And yet, when we come back, we're going to tell you what the neo-fems said about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have a lot of guests on the show. We've got Arthur Thompson, head of the John Birch Society. He's going to be joining us for an hour, coming up in the second hour. We also have a gaming expert who's going to be talking to us about the ways that people rig games and sporting events, because you know what we're looking at here is really a sporting event when we look at the elections. We also have increasingly a role in the vote tallies of electronic voting machines. I've talked about this at length, about the Smartmatic voting machines that the GOP used to allow people to vote online in the Utah GOP primary. They paid $80,000 for that. You may not have realized that that company has deep ties to George Soros and Hugo Chavez. I did a report on it. The ghost of Hugo Chavez haunts the GOP Utah caucus. It was a company, Smartmatic was a company that was created in Venezuela by some people who were friends of Hugo Chavez. He paid them a tremendous amount of money, and they paid him back, letting him win elections there. And, of course, that company has been involved in many, many election scandals throughout Central and South America predominantly. But they've got a foothold in America. And as we're looking at the UN Secretary General saying, when it comes to these climate change treaties, I know Obama is going to be able to do the right thing, even though he's going to be blocked and he can't legally do this. There's a legal process. He's not going to be able to get around that. But I know he's going to use executive orders to get this through. I've got confidence in him. See, they're not going to let the law stand in their way. And they're not really going to be concerned about the honest elections either. So we're going to be talking to Brian Toomey about that. We also have students at the Portland University who had a Students for Trump organization, and that turned into a mass riot as all these social justice warriors crashed that, and they're going to try again in a couple of days, and our reporters are going to be there to cover that. Our reporters are going to be in Colorado tomorrow to cover a protest at the Colorado GOP about the fact that they disenfranchised Republican voters and just selected the delegates instead of electing the delegates. We're going to be covering that as well. And our reporters are going to be in New York today. We're going to talk to them briefly in the third hour, and they're going to be on for an extended amount of time in the fourth hour. Now, going back to what we just saw happen in terms of the, I guess you could call it inside politics, but it really tells us a great deal. And this is why politics is important, because it tells us about our government. It tells us about the people who are running this. You know, you talk about crony capitalism. What we're seeing now is crony elections. We're seeing crony socialism. All these people, especially the Bernie supporters, who think that government should be the ones to dole out everything in our society, hand us everything that we want, make all the decisions, allocate the resources. Well, you might want to rethink that. If you think that's a solution to crony capitalism, understand that the people, there's that article about the guy who spent 10 years throughout Central and South America rigging elections. That was another article that we talked about in that report as well. He's now in jail, but he's trying to offer his services to people, tell them how he did it, you know, kind of bargain his way out of there so that he can get out of jail. We look at what's happening again with this Corey Lewandowski situation. We had Kasich and Cruz say, no, fire this guy immediately. And we have Megyn Kelly actually blaming Donald Trump for Michelle Fields filing hoax assault charges. Think about that. Shouldn't say, well, this is a travesty of justice. He really did assault her. No, she doesn't say that. Megyn Kelly says, well, Donald Trump made her file those charges. It just never ends with these people, with the neo-fems. People like Megyn Kelly. It's just unbelievable. Tonight, that was last night, Megyn Kelly blamed the Trump campaign for Michelle Fields filing a fraudulent police report against Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. She went on and said, Michelle Fields didn't want to press charges, but the Trump campaign demanded that she file a police report. It just never ends with these people, these victims. And even worse than the victims, well, oh, and here's another one here, okay, another feminist. So remember, we had this come out yesterday. One of the women who was selected, as a delegate had been tweeting out Never Trump. And so a lot of people complained about that. GOP delegate who vowed to vote for Hillary over Trump. The Donald is a racist misogynist. Okay. So instead of, and this is a story by Paul Joseph Watson, when she was criticized for her bias, instead of trying to say, well, I have reasons that I don't like Donald Trump or this or that, instead she doubles down and she takes off the real mask. okay, calling him a racist, misogynist, flip-flopper. In other words, she is just like the social justice warriors of the left, the people who stand out there screaming, and I've seen them over and over again. I watched them for hours in New York, standing out there, repeating a three-word phrase, Trump is a racist, Trump is a racist, Trump is racist. Okay, just repeating that over and over again. Why? Because he triggered them. He stood up to their political correctness. And he did things like saying, hey, we've got borders. We understand why they want the borders opened up. That's part of destroying America, destroying Europe, destroying these sovereign nations, bringing in people in such large numbers that they cannot be assimilated. And we're not going to allow that. And there was a great statement when they had the Florida primaries. They had a Hispanic mayor in Florida who was a Trump supporter. He said, my wife, who's also Hispanic, she said, I don't know, he wants to deport people. And he goes, you came here illegally. But he goes, what would you do if somebody came into your house and wouldn't leave? You would call the police, wouldn't you? That's simply what he's doing. And he said, yeah, so then she voted for Donald Trump, because that's essentially what we're talking about. It isn't about race. It isn't targeted at any one particular group. Understand, they're targeting us when they're opening up the borders. They want to replace our population, and they want it to get violent as well. You know, they're the ones who are inciting violence by bringing in massive numbers of people, by saying you're not going to be allowed to vet the people coming in to see if they are drug cartel members, to see if they're terrorists, to see if they've got diseases even. You're not going to be allowed to do that. There's a lot of people, I think they're going to find a lot of people who are Hispanic, who have come into this country, whether they're here legally or illegally. As a matter of fact, I heard a lady call in on a local talk radio show, and she said, I'm an illegal alien here. I don't have my documents, is what she said. I don't have my documents. I'm still waiting to get them, but I'm voting for Donald Trump because I don't want America to turn into what I left. You see? You see that all the time when people move into an area, like move out to the Colorado, the Rocky Mountains, and they love the John Denver image that's been sold to them. They build their house, and they say, okay, that's it. No more people. No more people coming in and building any houses. They don't want to see it change. They want to be there, but they don't want to see it change. So I think you're going to see a lot of Hispanics who really understand what's going on with this. But again, when we look at this, and we look at what Ted Cruz is doing, it really concerns me for him to say that we have no right to lobby and to put pressure on these delegates who are turning people away at the GOP convention in Denver, in Colorado. I guess it was in Denver. Turning people away at the door, saying if they were Trump supporters, taking their name off the ballot, saying you can't come in because you're a Trump supporter. We had the guy who reported that, who burned his card. And then they have the nerve, he has the nerve to say that Trump is acting like a mafia. Don, this is true racketeering, what the GOP is doing here. And I thought it was funny, too, because he even pronounced it as Corleone, you know. You saw that with Jeb Bush as well. If you're going to get the cultural reference to The Godfather, okay, why don't you pronounce it the way that they do it in the movies? It's Corleone. But they do this thing like the, remember the Nevada senator, Pat Gary, that was in the movie? He comes out and goes, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Vito Corleone. Well, Corleone, that's the way Cruz says it. That's the way Jeb Bush says it. And when I was laughing about it, Rob Jacobson said, well, I think they've got the same coach. Because, you know, we've got all these close ties with the Bushes as well as the Cruz people. I want to play what Paul Manafort, and this is the guy who has been hired to do the delegate math, he points out a very uncomfortable truth for Ted Cruz in terms of the political game that's coming up here. Let's play that clip of Paul Manafort saying that April will be a very bad month for Ted Cruz.
Well, you do have New York coming up. I would assume you expect most of the delegates in New York.
Not only New York, but the whole Northeast. I mean, we're out of Cruz land. Cruz is not even going to be finished. He's second for the next couple of weeks. He's going to be distant thirds in a lot of places.
So, in other words, you think Trump wins New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland?
I think we're doing very well in all those places. All the polls show us leading, and we're just starting to put our campaigns together.
It seems like the Cruz campaign is spending a lot of time, energy, focus in districts in California, especially Los Angeles, outside the Los Angeles County. Kasich seems to be targeting the more northern part of the state, San Francisco, etc. Is it going to come down to June 7th?
Well, June 2nd, 7th is going to put us over, but we're not going to have to win overwhelmingly on June 7th. We're going to have.
You really?
I think we're going to
walk me through your math then.
We're going to have a ground game in California, where we're going to be focusing on the congressional districts as well. We announced our state chairman today. We've been putting people on the ground. California is going to be a battleground.
So you think you can get to 1237 even before June 7th?
No, I think we'll need June 7th. But I think before June 7th, it's going to be apparent that Donald Trump,
is that what you want to say?
There's a lot of similarity to the 1980 race with Reagan and Trump. And a lot of the criticisms of Reagan in 1980 are the same ones being...
Okay, last quick. Walk me through your math.
Well, I'm not going to walk you through the math.
You don't want to walk me through the math?
I'm not going to do that yet.
No. But I'm going to... The people want to hear it.
Well, just keep watching, because it's going to become very apparent. April is going to be a very bad month for Ted Cruz. I mean, he'll probably finish third in delegates in April compared to...
By the end of April, what do you think he'll be at?
We'll be on our way.
Okay, that's interesting. I thought one of the funny things, I hadn't seen that clip when he started calling him Donald Reagan. He said there's a lot of parallels. Yeah, there are a lot of parallels. If you remember, this time in 1980, Ronald Reagan, everybody in the GOP establishment was saying, had absolutely no chance to win. And they had a better case that Ronald Reagan didn't have a chance to win in 1980 than they do that Donald Trump doesn't have a chance to win. At that point, they were saying, hey, you're polling 15% behind the Democrat who was an incumbent president. Remember that? And so when the people are saying, the pollsters are saying, well, Donald Trump is 15% behind Hillary Clinton in these polls, she's not president. She may be running for the third term of Obama, but she is not president. And we need to remember what happened with Ronald Reagan. As a matter of fact, with Ronald Reagan, they also said he's not a real Republican. I remember hearing that over and over again. Now, you define yourself as a Republican by how closely you are aligned with Ronald Reagan. But in 1980, the establishment, the Rockefeller establishment, was telling us that Ronald Reagan was not a real Republican because he had been a Democrat, he had been a labor union president, and he had converted as a Republican. He'd already served a term as a Republican governor, but they were saying, no, he's not a real Republican and he can't possibly win. And yet, the way he won was by getting blue-collar Democrats to vote for him, the same people we see lining up behind Donald Trump. Or should we start calling him Donald Reagan? I don't know. Now, again, tomorrow we're going to have the coverage of the protest in Colorado, the protest of the elections being taken. And a lot of people who are talking about this, and we've mentioned this before, say, this is just politics. No, if you elect somebody, this is a single issue election that they're having here. It's not like you're electing a representative. I know we don't have a direct democracy. And I'm not saying that we should have a direct democracy, but we have a democratic republic where we elect representatives. And this kind of harkens back to that, except it's not the same thing. When you elect somebody to go to Congress, there's a whole slate of issues that they're going to be confronting over their term of 2 years. You're not electing them on a single issue. When you vote for somebody as a delegate to go to these elections, you are electing them for a single issue. You're saying, I want you to be a Trump person, or I want you to be a Cruz person. And when they go, not as somebody who's going to be representing Trump, who has to be convinced in the second round to go with somebody else, for example, but they already are a double agent for Ted Cruz, that's like voting for Mr. Smith to go to Washington and you get Mr. Jones to go to Washington. That's like voting for a Republican and they send a Democrat. And again, understand this is a single issue that we're talking about. It's not a whole bunch of issues. And yet, what have we seen over and over again on every single issue, whether it's the border, whether it's Obamacare, whatever, climate change, we elect these Republicans on these issues, these key issues that they run on, and they go and do something else as soon as they get there. They vote for the climate change treaty. Or they fully fund the government, take away all their leverage, and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't really do anything about Obamacare unless we can get a president involved as well who will make Supreme Court appointments. No, it's not that passive. There's plenty of things that they can do. But on every single issue, they have ignored you. So now, when you've got a single issue, now they're ignoring you. Now they're saying, we don't even need you in the polls. It was an interesting story to change the topic off of politics for a moment here and get back to the police state. It was an interesting story about coming out of the BBC. An airport sniffer dog finds cheese and sausages, but no Class A drugs. So they say that they've been using drugs, dogs there now, to try to test people for drugs. And he has found small bits of cheese and sausages. And when I saw this, I don't know if any of you know Wallace and Gromit. Let's play that clip here just for cultural context here.
Foxy, it's cheese. We'll go somewhere where there's cheese.
It's Wallace and Gromit. Always looking for cheese. He's got his pet dog there, and I guess that's what they've got at the airport now. Of course, our drug war is a total failure in so many ways. Just another one here. I wish it was all as benign as that, but no, a lot of people have died. We've got a massive amount of our population locked up in jail. We've destroyed our legal system, and it's all for a UN agenda. Now, before we go on to any more news, I just want to remind you that we've got a special on Brain Force, an unprecedented special. We've had it discounted for a while, but now we've got an additional 25% off. The total is 45% off retail. That's Brain Force and InfoWarsLife.com, an unprecedented 45% off the retail price. I use it extensively. It's one of Rob Dew's favorite supplements as well. You can really feel this focus you, but it doesn't make you jittery. It doesn't keep you up at night like other things, caffeine, coffee, and other things like that. It uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract, alpha GPC. Some of these ingredients are prescription in Europe, but you can get them here at InfoWarsLife.com. 45% off retail. That's Brain Force. Get it while it's on sale. Take a look at the reviews. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Arthur Thompson, head of the John Birch Society. We're going to talk about Ted Cruz's involvement with the New World Order, with his Heidi Cruz being the first lady of the North American Union. We're going to talk about the background of Ted Cruz. I've been concerned about Ted Cruz for a very long time. As I pointed out, I think it was yesterday or the day before, talked about how we had the massive rally at the Alamo for the open carry, the Second Amendment. We had people who were being harassed down there for legally carrying long arms openly. This is before they relaxed some of the open carry laws. Now you can carry pistols openly if you have a concealed carry permit. But at the time, you could carry long rifles. You could shoulder them over your, put them over your shoulder. And they were doing that as a protest so that people get used to seeing someone who doesn't have a uniform carrying a firearm, because that's okay. It really is okay, folks. Think about it. You know, you don't want the government to have a monopoly on force. That's really the purpose of the Second Amendment. So we had this massive rally. Every politician, every conservative gun activist was there, and except Ted Cruz, even though he was in the motel room across the street, having a, literally having a tea party with some lady donors over there, with a grabbing some money, talking to them about Obamacare. The guy who is all the time talking about the Constitution and the Second Amendment could not be bothered to even wave out the window at the protest that was going on there in support of the Second Amendment. I've seen so many different ways that Ted Cruz has been phony, but I think the mask is going to come off. We're going to talk in detail about many different aspects of Ted Cruz, the, I believe, double agent, when we are joined by Arthur Thompson. We're also going to be joined by Portland Students for Trump, who were shut down by a massive riot. We're going to talk to them in the third hour, as well as our reporters who are in New York, and they're going to be in Colorado for the demonstration tomorrow. Of course, there were 27,000 people in New York who came out to see Bernie Sanders. We've got a story up on Infowars.com. 2016, the year Americans found out their elections are rigged. Yeah, we're finding out. And we're finding out that it's the Democrats and the Republicans who are rigging these elections. I want to give you some more background, too. There's an excellent report here. This is a local anchor who is exposing the Partnership for New American Economy, Sanctuary Cities, and the grants to make sanctuary cities. Let's run this clip.
You can imagine my surprise when I found out that Fargo, along with 19 other cities, half of them, by the way, being sanctuary cities, if you know that term, was chosen by the Partnership for a New American Economy, whatever that's supposed to mean. I'll talk more about that organization here in just a moment. But as a winner of this grant program called the Gateway for Growth Award, Fargo won this based on our quote-unquote welcoming attitude towards immigrants and new Americans. Now, the grant is primarily used for educating, wait till you hear this, primarily used for educating you and I, the public, on the merits of expanded immigration. Which will lead me back to who is the Partnership for a New American Economy. This is a group which is headed by Michael Bloomberg, Rupert Murdoch, Steve Ballmer, Bob Iger from Disney. Remember the old Disney company just recently that was asking the American employees that employed to train cheaper foreign labor so the American could essentially train themselves out of a job? Yeah, that Disney. These are the bigwigs that want basically open borders for cheap labor to make their shareholders happy with bigger returns. Also a member of the Partnership for the New American Economy is Grand Forks Mayor Michael Brown. Now, I spoke with Mayor Brown's community and government relations person earlier today. His name is Peter Haga. He said he was not exactly sure why Brown is a member of this organization, and he assumed it had to do with dealing with immigration and workforce issues, saying that, hey, Grand Forks is doing any and everything.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to be right back with more of that on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.